don't overthink it. Don't get analysis paralysis. You got to do something about it. You change your mindset. You got to take that leap. You got to go ahead and take action. You got to make something happen. Don't procrastinate. Don't overthink it. Don't think you need to know every single thing about something before you actually start doing it.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
All right, what are the three things that I tell myself if I was back in my 20s? Okay, I'm 42 years old now, and I've only been in real estate for 6 years. And really the last 2 years is when I've been like this, where I went from having 0 units to 690 units. Actually, in about 5 minutes, I'm gonna go sign another contract to buy another apartment building. So I'll be over 700 units. So in 2 years, I went over 700 units, over $50 million worth of property. What would I tell myself as a 20-year-old to hurry up and do it quicker? Okay, so this is what I would do. Number one, I would actually tell myself from day one to fix my mindset, right? Get rid of my limited beliefs, like my self-limiting beliefs. Just, I can't do this, or I can't do that, or that's for those kind of people, or whatever thought process is limiting you, I would try to get rid of it as quickly as possible, right? I remember driving down the road when I was in my 20s, and I would see a building there. I'd be like, wow, somebody owns that building. And I never thought to myself like, hey, you know what? I could own that building. Like it just wouldn't connect, right? Because I had limited, self-limited beliefs. I never believed that I can actually go and own that particular building, right? I saw a Ferrari driving down the street and I'd be like, man, it must be nice to own that Ferrari, right? And I would think like, oh, someday, right? But it was never a reality in my mind. Like I never saw myself in that Ferrari driving that exotic car, whatever car it would be, right? I really never connected. So that's one of the things I would change right away is my mindset and my limited belief system in myself. Just get rid of that from day one, because then you have no ceiling. Okay. Number two, I would start hanging out with people who are aligned with what I believe in, with what I want to do. I wasted so much time hanging out with the wrong people, doing the wrong things. Probably, no, they're not bad people, but, you know, we just weren't aligned, right? We had the same limited beliefs. It's like the blind leading the blind, right? Some of them did really, really well in business, things like that. It's awesome. But I really wanted to push myself a lot further. So I wish I would have started hanging out with people who were going that way. You know, I think I did pretty good, but I really didn't really start doing it to maybe 2 or 3 years ago. That's really when I started pushing on that, right? If you're not talking about success, if you're not talking about money, it's funny. It's like a taboo, right? Don't talk about money in the United States, right? You go to China, they all talk about money. It's like a big subject, like, yeah, talk about money, right? So, and it's funny because the people here in the States that actually talk about money are the ones that have money, okay? So you gotta connect and hang out with people that are gonna help you get where you need to go. And I say that all the time. It's very, very important. So I would have aligned myself, networking, connecting with folks, just doing whatever I could to be part of something, right? Even if I had to sweep, if I had to shovel shit, whatever I had to do, but just to get in the room, if the room is too big for me to be in there, at least get in the room and serve water. I read that quote somewhere. If you can't get in the room, do whatever you can. If you have to serve water to be in there, serve damn water, right? If you gotta pick up dishes, but you get yourself in a big room like that with some big heavy hitters, do whatever you need to do to get in rooms like that, because that'll change your life. Number three, probably a third thing I would have never done, I would have never dated this girl named Amber. That was terrible. No, I just can't say that. Hopefully my wife doesn't watch this. Honey, I never dated a girl named Amber. That just came to my mind, all right? So just make that point fast. Okay, so number three is don't overthink it, right? Don't get analysis paralysis, right? You actually gotta do something about it, right? You change your mindset, you're hanging out with folks. Now you gotta take that chance, you gotta take that leap. You gotta go ahead and take action. You gotta make something happen. Don't procrastinate, don't overthink it. Don't think you need to know every single thing about something before you actually start doing it, right? Just go ahead and just start to do it. You're in your 20s, you have so much room to fail. Like you can fail every year in your 20s and it's, don't even worry about it. Don't even worry about it, okay? You can go $1 million in debt every year in your 20s. Go for it, right? It's probably terrible advice, but I don't really care, because eventually you'll break through, right? You just keep at it, you just keep at it. Eventually, you're gonna break through. You're gonna break through. You gotta take some action. Most people out there that are successful, right, aren't debt free. They have millions and millions of dollars worth of debt, millions, right? So there's good debt, there's bad debt, and I'll make another video about that some other time. But yeah, I can say you get $1 million in debt every year in your 20s, and you're still gonna make money, and you'll still be a millionaire. Yes, you can do that, right? I owe millions of dollars in loans, but my assets are way more than what I owe. So people say, well, you owe millions of dollars, so it doesn't matter, but I own millions of dollars, okay? Take action, right? That's the biggest thing you need to do is you take action. After you do, you fix your mindset and you start networking, actually take some action. Again, come partner with somebody, do something that, tell somebody, I'll do whatever it takes. If you wanna buy an apartment building and you wanna say, hey, look, I'll live in that apartment building for a year to make sure the whole construction goes well. I'll give you guys daily updates. I'll eat ramen soup, whatever it is, but it gets you in a project like that and opens the door to unlimited possibilities. And I'm just talking about real estate, right? There's a lot of other kind of businesses out there. There's technology business, there's startups. There's a lot of ways to make money out there, not just in real estate, right? But in business in general. Change your mindset. Number two, go ahead and network with the right people. Hang around people who are winners. People who are winners, one of my favorite quotes is, hang out with winners so your wins don't sound like you're bragging, right? So when you say, hey, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I made this, I made that, I raised this money, I did this, everybody's cheering you on. Yeah, I'm gonna be envious of you, but not envious like jealous, but like, man, I wanna be like him, right? I wanna be like you, right? You raised $10 million this past weekend for a big project. Heck, I wanna be like you. Yeah, I envy, I covet that, right? Whoever said coveting is bad, it's not bad. Like, I want that, you know, but let's do it in a good way. Let's not do it in a bad way, right? I want to have what you have, but let's strive together and let's do it, you know, and not in a malicious way, okay? And that's good because it drives you. It gives you energy and it makes you want to step going up, up, up every single step of the way. So don't forget, change your mindset, network, and then take action. And you should be able to overcome your 20s into your 30s. If you start early enough in your 20s, like I'm telling you, you can make a million mistakes and you'll be all right.
Just as promised, I like to give out free stuff, some tools and tips that's actually helped me in my business. There's nothing out there like getting some free stuff that people have spent a lot of time, energy in putting together. It's like a referral. Somebody asked me for an electrician. You don't know what kind of brain damage I had to go through to give you this good referral for an electrician. You got to appreciate referrals from people, okay? Because they went through a lot to find that one good person. So I'm going to give you my due diligence template for buying apartment buildings. It's attached to monday.com. It is an affiliate link, so they're going to send me a kickback. Not a lot, but a little bit. But you can either download it as an Excel, or you can put it on monday.com. Monday.com is pretty cool because it's a project management platform software. It's super cool. I use it all the time for my social media, for my team, tracking deals, doing tasks for everybody. It's actually pretty good. You can track construction. It's a project management platform. It's really cool. Monday, like the day, monday.com. So my due diligence checklist is there for free for you.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.